Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, we're just under a month away from the lower 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector ending. The rate, which applies to hotels, restaurants, hairdressers and more, was introduced during the middle of the COVID-19 crisis in November 2020. But should the rate remain, and which sectors should be entitled to it? For more, I'm joined on this by Adrian Commons, the Chief Executive Officer of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Good evening, Adrian.
Good evening, John.
I feel like this is one we've discussed many times before, and one which I've reported on many times going round to individual restaurants, because there's been many, many times we heard we were going back to the normal VAT rate for the hospitality sector, and many times the government has given more leeway, more time, more assistance might be said to the sector. So why should this keep continuing?
Because of the right rate of VAT for Ireland, the 9% VAT rate would keep us in line with our European partners, which is around the average of 9% right across Europe. If it goes up to 13.5%, well, then it'll put us to the second highest after Denmark. And Denmark is not a huge tourism destination, but Ireland is hugely dependent on tourism and hospitality. And for restaurants who are low-margin businesses, we're saying very clearly to the government to keep it in place for 9% for all food-related businesses in the country.
But you could argue that it's just going, and the government could argue indeed, that it's just going back to where we started from, and that the temporary measures of lowering the VAT rate were about recession and COVID-19, the pandemic, an unprecedented crisis for the sector. So it's just going back to where we were. Now things are a lot better, and people might argue restaurants like yourselves, those that you represent, are doing really well this summer.
Well, there's two parts to that. Well, first of all, we're not doing really well. I think every restaurant owner or business owner is involved in hospitality or food-related businesses this summer is saying quite clearly to us, it's a horrendous summer in terms of the weather is having a huge effect. Can't do anything about that. But the cost of business has rocketed in terms of energy, in terms of food inputs, in terms of the general cost of running a business. That's point number one. And point number two is that we're facing into a long, tough winter for us. When we look at the forecasts for our industry, is not the horizon is not very good for us at the moment. Mm-hmm. And also, if it goes back up to 13.5%, as night follows day, we're going to see businesses in our industry close for the winter or even close permanently.
You mentioned closures or the threat of closures there, but people will be listening to this who've been out for the long weekend, who've seen the cost of dining going up, who've seen the cost of drink going up regularly in recent months, and the exorbitant cost of hotels as well. So how do you answer that?
Well, if the government increased the 9% VAT rate, everybody loses, but the only winners will be the government themselves. The customer will lose because the VAT increase will be passed on to them. They'll have to pay more when they go out. The business loses because they're going to have less customers coming in their doors at a time where we're trying to retain as many customers as possible. And the only winner is going to be the government, who are awash with the money in terms of a surplus this budget. We see no reason why the 9% VAT rate will be increased for restaurants at least.
For restaurants at least, you say, and that's something that restaurant owners have said to me when I've visited them for many reports for Drive Time before. They've started to accept the hotels are charging a lot of money. Is this what you're saying, Adrian Cummins, in the Restaurants Association of Ireland this evening, that it is time for hotels to go back to a different VAT treatment to restaurants, for them to go back to the higher rate and not for your members?
Well, what we're hearing very clearly from politicians that we've lobbied is that the only hope for the VAT rate to be kept in place at 9% is around food. There is absolutely no hope, they've told us directly, around accommodation. So, you know, we've always campaigned collectively in terms of ourselves and any all other partners within the hospitality tourism industry around the 9% VAT rate. But we're taking our soundings from the politicians, from the backbenchers, that there is absolutely no hope for accommodation, but there is some hope for the food-related businesses out there.
I've even heard some hoteliers say that some hotels have been overpriced. Price gouging was mentioned in terms of some of the prices we've seen around the capital city this last year, around concert tickets, around big events as well. Do you back what they're saying there? Has your campaign been hurt by those prices being charged in hotels?
Very clearly, there has been a number of individual businesses that has done irreparable damage to our industry in terms of our image, and they are very small. You could nearly count them on one hand, those individual businesses that have done that, and I think everybody will accept that also. But that is not to say that there's huge amount of businesses out there that are trying to do the right thing in terms of the marketing of their business and promotion of their business. And it's up to each individual business what they charge themselves. That's their own policy, their own pricing policy that they put in place themselves. So to come back to the nuts and bolts of our ask is that the 9% VAT rate is kept in place for food-related businesses. That's what we are campaigning for, and we'll continue to campaign.
And you fought this campaign many times over many years, and many times the government was saying that this temporary measure was up. This evening you were saying to your colleagues in the hotel trade, the industry across the country that you've campaigned on collectively before, you're going it alone. We are sticking up for ourselves here because our future depends on it.
Well, we're sticking up for our industry, which is the food-related businesses. We let other sectors stick up for themselves.
Right. And have you heard back from the Hotels Federation on this, or have you spoken to them yet in terms of saying it's time for us to go it alone because, well, you've ruined our chances?
Well, it's not about ruining chances.
Well, it sounds like it. You're making it very clear that you feel they have done damage to your campaign, and this is the only way forward if you're to retain this lower 9% VAT rate.
Our campaign is very clear here. We are actively campaigning for 9% VAT rate for food. We'll continue to do that. That's our remit. And I'm sure others will campaign for their own individual sectors as well. But, you know, the businesses that we represent, I have to emphasise, these are low-margin businesses. They're spread right across the entire Trier country, and we're actually seeing businesses now closing their doors because of the general cost of running business. And if the government increased the VAT rate in September, you will see more and more of these businesses closing the doors permanently.
You mentioned the vibe from backbenchers being that you had no chance of keeping this lower VAT rate if you were to continue this campaign with hoteliers. You in the Restaurants Association, and I'm assuming your colleagues in the hotels trade as well, have met with Ministers McGrath and Donoghue on this earlier this year. More than the vibe you're getting from backbenchers, it's what they think that matters in terms of the budget. Have they said that to you, that they'd be willing to support restaurants, pubs, cafes and not hotels?
I've been a long time around in lobbying, and it's early days yet in terms of the decision making around budgetary matters or taxation matters. I think this will go right up to the wire. I think, you know, there's a lot of politicians around the country that are on holidays in Ireland at the moment. They'll hear it from the business owners directly themselves in terms of how difficult it is. And I think there is a mood out there now that an increase in the 9% VAT rate for food-related businesses will be the wrong decision at a time where the country is awash with money, when we hear about surpluses of nearly 16 billion this year. I think the small business owners that have struggled right through COVID, this would be the wrong time to increase VAT rate for our sector.
Adrian, for now, thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's an issue we'll be coming back to, no doubt, and look forward to hearing from hoteliers about as well in terms of the Restaurants Association pursuing this lower retention of this lower 9% VAT rate, and for restaurants, for hospitality businesses other than hotels. It's 51551 if you want to get in touch with your thoughts, or drivetime@rte.ie.